Good morning, Klaus. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Hello, my name is Mathieu Berthaud. I'm 26 years old and I'm French.
Where does Klaus' name come from?
It's quite a stupid nick, of course, but it comes from a very old gloves for skateboard brand. I used to be a skateboard fan, and so I took it for a nick like 10 years ago.
Okay. When did you begin and on which machine?
In fact, I first owned a very old Amstrad CPC, but I didn't really care about music or anything else. But thanks to a friend, I discovered Amiga, and then I bought an Amiga for two things: Shadow of the Beast and Soundtracker.
Okay. How did you work? How did you compose?
In fact, I didn't really think about a method for composing in the early beginning, like in 1991. So I used to start with chords and drums in order to set the background for the melody. I didn't really start with a melody because I didn't really felt it like someone like Audio Monster always starts his songs with melodies in his head. And I didn't really follow this way.
Right. Where did you take your sounds? Did you have a keyboard, sample CDs, something like that?
In the early beginning, I think I just picked up some samples in songs and like ripping samples, of course.
Like many people.
Like many people. And afterwards, I've met people with keyboards and who could borrow me some sample CDs. Then I got two keyboards, an old lead and then an CS1X. So with the time, I started to get more professional in the way I selected my samples. Samples were clean and pretty well sampled, so it was a good way to get good drums and samples like that. Otherwise, it could happen that I take a sample in a song I like, not really because of the songs, but just because the samples seemed cool to me.
Do you still have your Amiga?
No, I sold it. No, in fact, I sold it like 4 years ago.
Why?
Because at that time...
You needed some money?
Yes, I needed some money. And it was pretty expensive at that time. No, I think if you want to sell an Amiga, you can get like $3 or $4, like for a machine like that. No, I think it's a bad thing that I sold my Amiga, but at that time I didn't really think about that, so I sold it. Yeah. But
you bought a PC just after, I guess.
Yeah, shame on me. I bought a PC, and so thanks to this PC, I can run Win UAE, which is a very good emulator. So I can run some very old demos of some games, and I really like those nostalgic feelings. So I can enjoy oldies but goodies, and that's a good way to remind me. It was a small intro for TSB, the Special Brothers, and in fact it was the first real production I contributed to. Then quite quickly I've met Genghis, and was it a sign? I don't know. In order to perform a track for a little demo, and then I joined Digital, the Genghis group, and so I started to become more productive with the music discs and with more and more demos.
Right. When did you meet your Oxygen friends and lately Bomb?
In fact, I first met the guys from Bomb because the first real singer I've met is Genghis.
Yes.
And in the following month, I've met people like Oxbab, who is a coder from Oxygen, because they were a pretty friend and they lived pretty close to me. So it was a good way for me to meet people and to contribute to productions. So that's the way I've met these singers I worked with.
How many productions with Oxygen Bomb did you do?
I can't really remember. I think the main products were Origin from Complex, and then Real from Complex 2, then Motion 2, Motion Origin 2 from Bomb, and then all this was on Amiga, and then some productions on PC with Impact Studios. Comment s'appelle? So I've met Siegfried from Impact Studios, and I started to compose for PC demos, and then afterwards Oxygen and Bomb took part to the PC scene. So that's it.
That you especially like?
Now, I think I will start with the old singers, because in fact I think that's the people that I most respect in the scene. And I think concerning music, there are two countries that really brought something to music. It's Finland, Suomi, and France, thanks to people like Eatbeat, Bruno in Finland, and Audio Monster and Moby in France. And I think the first tunes that really impressed me were from Bruno and Moby. And now I think in the scene, like 10 years ago, it's pretty different from today, simply because it's a question of time. But I think people like Dune on the PC scene brought many things to music, not in the way that that he composes especially, but in his artistic way of contributing to a production, because he's also coding. He's, I don't know if he's doing graphics, but I think that's a very influential musician, and people like Med has brought very important things to PC scene. However, I can't however, I can't forget people like Dizzy, who is very impressive, like 8-bit, because he can compose in nearly every music style. And people like Ra for the graphics, because he has really influenced the scene in the way of drawing logos. And so I think there are many people I respect and I keep on respecting. Productions, and I think the scene is still very interesting in its creativity, even if people really criticize the scene, saying that the spirit is not the same that than 10 years ago. Of course, that's the case, and I think some people try to make it more. More older concerning the spirit, but I don't think it's a very interesting way. So I keep on watching productions and groups like Orange or MFX or Bomb really contribute to the scene and in the artistic way. I mean, not just showing capabilities of the machine, but also trying to bring something new to the scene, and I like to watch some productions like State of Mind or productions like that, and that's it.
We now have some softwares like Reason, Rebirth. Do you think it's a better way for musicians to express themselves, or it's an easier way for non-musicians to make music?
In fact, I think that the both, because of course it's really pleasant when you're not a musician to have fun with softs like Rebirth, but I think it also can bring interesting views for musicians. I can just take my example, and even if I'm not really productive these days, I still enjoy playing with softs like Rebirth, Recycle, or Acid. And I think it's a good evolution too, because even if tracking is fun in the way, I think some people can express themselves in another way.
Do you still have some contact with old singers?
Yes, of course. I still spend time with people like Titan, who is a very old friend. I mean, very old, not because he's 30 this year, but I know him for about 10 years now. I'm still in contact with Genghis, with Oxbab, I'm also in contact with old, very very old singers, like Slight, who former was on the C64 scene, and so I really like to spend some time or some nights with people, remembering the good old moments and souvenirs about demos and things like that.
What happened to your Oxygen friends? Are they working? Are they still making music?
Unfortunately, they're all dead. No, I'm I'm kidding, of course, and I say hello to Oxygen, but now they are not involved in the demo scene anymore. They are working for game companies. They are. And it's pretty hard, so I really encourage them in keeping up the good work they're doing. They've released two games on PC and on Dreamcast, and so I think they're doing very good work. So I really hope this will keep them to success in the future.
Do you still make music today?
I can't really say that I'm still composing music, but I really like to spend 3 or 4 hours playing with samples and doing bass lines or playing with reverb. I don't use trackers anymore, but I like to work with ACID. And so I release sometimes one or two audio tracks, but most of the time I'm just having fun on it, and I don't really end the tune. I just do it, and if someone likes it, that's good. That's it. Company. What did you say? And so the fact that I don't work in music is just because I consider music just like a hobby, and I didn't really want to make it my job. And when I started to get more professional in music with Oxygen for game development, I became less interested in music. So that's why I don't work in this industry today.
Like many people who are making music on the demo scene, would you be ready to make a music for a demo today?
Yes.
Someone could ask you?
Yes, of course. Of course, it depends on the project, but I'm sure I would be very happy to do a co-op tune with someone like you.
Thank you.
And also for a little project, I mean, nothing special, in fact, but I'm sure I would enjoy doing tunes. I also thought about doing a co-op with Titan. So, Laurent, if you want to do a co-op, I'm really ready for that.
I will tell him tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's already the end. Do you have some special greetings?
Yes, in fact, I would like to say hello to many friends in France and throughout the world, like Tim Albers, Cro-Mag, and also Zachary Anula, DeLorean, also also Stargazer. It's Antti Oksanen, and I really wonder what he's doing right now. And also people in France, everybody I still have the chance to meet these days, but also good old friends like Fletch, like Moby, of course, Audio Monster, and many people I forget. I'm sorry for them, but I still hope that I will get in contact with these people. So hello everybody, and hope to meet you again in a party in the future.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.